For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. We all know that the opioid and substance abuse epidemic in Kentucky is horrific, and there are vulnerable populations that are hit even harder. My guest today will be talking about a most vulnerable population, that of incarcerated women. I recently had a chance to talk with Dr. Michelle Staton, a faculty member in the Department of Behavioral Science of the UK College of Medicine. Dr. Staton studied a population of incarcerated women in Perry, Leslie, and Laurel counties. One shocking fact to come out of my discussion with Dr. Staton is, while we all knew that the incidence and prevalence of substance abuse was high in incarcerated populations, in her study population, it's 97% of women, all of whom are in need of substance abuse counseling and rehabilitation. I know this is something we've been hearing a little bit about in different news media outlets about the struggle with drugs in Appalachia, but I don't know if anybody would have thought, even in this particular milieu, that the number would be that high.
I expected it to be high. The national averages are somewhere around 80-85% with a history of substance use. Mm-hmm. But the screening tool, again, with a score that we were looking for, that was indicative of actually needing intervention. And so, yeah. And so we enrolled 400 women in the study. And of those women, 75% of them also had a history of drug injection. So the prevalence rate of just high-risk drug use is incredibly high. So we engaged them with an interview to sort of learn a lot about their history and their lives. And then we randomly assigned them to one of two intervention groups. They either got standard HIV, HCV education, which was through a NIDA standard protocol, or they got the information education as well as a motivational interviewing type of brief intervention, 4 sessions prior to getting out of jail. And the goal of that intervention was really to try to help women understand their own risk behavior. So not everybody was a drug injector. Not everybody was having high-risk sex or unprotected sex or engaging in sex exchange for drugs. But whatever their risk behaviors kind of were, the intervention allowed us to target those and to help women sort of come to this place of wanting to change. So wanting to sort of beginning to understand the discrepancy between where I am and where I want to be.
Sure.
And so that's sort of the focus of the intervention.
I'm speaking with Dr. Michelle Staton of the UK Department of Behavioral Science about her ongoing study of substance abuse in incarcerated women in 3 counties in Kentucky.
And is this an ongoing project?
It is ongoing. We have completed all of the intervention sessions in the jail. Now we're just engaged in long-term follow-up with into the community. We follow them 3, 6, and 12 months into the community.
Too early to tell what effect interventions might be having at this point?
Well, it is a little early. We almost have a complete sample of 3-month data, and so we're beginning to do some analysis with that. But what we're seeing so far is that we're seeing some tremendous decreases in high-risk behavior over time, which may be largely attributed to the education protocol. So we're not sure yet if the enhanced intervention had much of an additive effect, but just increasing their health literacy around HIV and HCV seems to be playing a role in some reduction in risk behaviors into the community. But it's kind of early, I think, we haven't released that data yet. We're working on some analysis for publication right now.
Is there anything else that you would want to get out there that we've not talked about at this point?
I would just say that we've been very fortunate to have great partnerships with the Department of Corrections. They are very aware of the substance abuse problem, and they've been great partners to work with for us because we all kind of share this goal of reducing substance use, because they don't want folks to continue to cycle in and out of their system either. And again, they really recognize the extent to which substance abuse contributes to that. So I think I would just add that the criminal justice system is a great venue to identify and outreach to people who are in need of substance abuse services, and we've been very fortunate to really grow that partnership over the years.
My thanks to Dr. Michelle Staton of the UK Department of Behavioral Science for talking with me today about the ongoing vexing problem of substance abuse in Kentucky, in this case, specifically with incarcerated women. For more information, as always, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.